and Buck Show.
What?
Oh, you guys are crewing up?
Let's do this.
Yes. What y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air. Hit the toe, so clear. Look out.
Back to the broken headsets. Hey, welcome in. It's Chug and Buck in the mornings. Sports Fan Radio. Sports Fan Radio. Sports Radio 950 KJR. Can you tell I'm already a little bubble off? And the headsets didn't help, by the way. Had a nice little run this week. Working headsets. Friday, no working headsets.
Well, now that the snow's all gone, yeah. I can actually get to a store this weekend and I can get my... Because I got the same thing going on here.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to get to a store and finally get some working headsets.
It's been a difficult week to accomplish anything.
Yeah, I mean...
Between the snow and, like, the sickness going around. By the time our show ended and then we started our podcast yesterday, for some reason, I had developed the world's worst cold in, like, a 30-minute... Like, no sign of it. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, by the time we cracked the mics for the podcast, I could not stop sneezing.
Yeah, what was the deal with that?
I don't know. So I went home, like, I'm going to die. I am going to die. And... I think part of it is that thing that you had is like going around.
Yeah, the crud.
And I got a great immune system. Like I have not had one sick day since I've been here.
Yeah. Okay. I was thinking about that the other day actually.
Yeah, I got a perfect record so far. So I have a good immune system. So I was fighting off whatever Bucky had.
Yep.
And then I got to the tail end of it and then didn't get any sleep Wednesday night.
Oh.
Into Thursday,
and
then the wall came down, and I got it.
Oh, yeah, man.
I absolutely got it. So here I am operating without sleep. I get a cold in 30 minutes. It's like I picked it up at a convenience store.
Yeah. Not very convenient, though.
Go home. All I want to do is sleep. I take some cold medicine. Did not realize it's the non-drowsy kind.
Oh.
Still have not slept.
Wow. Oh, no.
Yeah. Still have not slept.
Yikes.
And spent the entire time since you last saw me trying to sleep. My eyelids are bruised from closing them to try to force myself to sleep. There's pain.
Wow.
It like hurts.
Well, your face doesn't look like it hurts.
Well, that's why I'm wearing the hat today. Yeah.
Covering it up.
Yeah, I'm covering it up.
Oh, good work.
Is this a bad time to tell you? I don't know. We have like 4 meetings right after the show.
I think we do, don't we?
We're going to be here till like 1 o'clock.
What?
Yeah, that's a bad. That's bad. Yeah, it's a bad time to tell you that. Yeah. So, yes, anyway, not to share with you my tale of woe, but that's where I'm at. The good news is that Emery today called me a handsome zombie.
Oh, look at that.
So I got that going for
me. On the,
which
on,
is nice.
Interesting. On the day that your face can't be seen, you get the best compliment you've received since showing up in Seattle on your looks.
That's the best compliment I've received since 1992.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's impressive. Yeah. I mean, I haven't been called a zombie yet, but I can see how it's probably coming. It's probably going to come. I just don't usually look at people when I see them at this hour of the morning. But if I do, they will probably think I'm a not very handsome zombie.
Yeah.
So good work for you.
Well, yeah, I got that
good looking zombie.
Well,
which is nice.
Right.
A backhanded compliment I've ever seen.
Yeah, I know. Well, welcome into the program. It is Chuck and Buck in the Morning Sports. Radio 950 KJR, Bucky Jacobson, Chuck Powell, Slick Hawk with you, and our brand new member as well.
Yeah.
The guy, I didn't know that it was starting today. I heard a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a new Niner Nate. And this guy already. I mean, he might not be Dylan, because Dylan was flawless.
Well, he sets the bar so high, Dylan does.
In the interim, you know, but that's a short sample size, Dylan, so don't get cocky.
Yeah.
But we've got Chris, or Christopher, or Kid.
Christopher Kid. We got the Kid.
He gave you options?
He gave me options.
Nice.
The Kid. I mean, his last name's Kid. I'm not calling him Chris or Christopher. Guaranteed. Hey, Kid.
Yeah. Pretty excited to have him here.
Yeah. Well, he's already far more likable than Nate.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah.
He hasn't interrupted one time. And Nate usually does it 12 times just during our pre-show meeting.
He has once told me the key to the 49ers draft.
Oh, no.
So I got that going. We got that going for us.
That's a plus.
And actually, he doesn't even know this, but very soon we're going to throw him right into the fire.
Throwing him right to the wolves.
And you want to know why? Because we really want to do a green jacket draft between the three of us, and we're really selfish.
Yeah, of course.
So whether he's prepared or not,
Welcome to the show, kid.
We're going to baptize you, kid.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah.
Right into the fire. That's what I got last year, too, I remember.
Is that tilting things in our own favor? It might be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I am, too.
Yeah.
Look, he's got a new job.
Sink or swim.
Look, when I got initiated as a freshman in college baseball, they taped me to a gurney, rolled me out to center field in the middle of a rainstorm, and hit fungos at me.
Oh, no.
Wow. Okay, so kid's getting off pretty easily.
Yeah, you're getting off easy for sure, kid. Oh, boy.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah, that was me. Center field.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
All right, well, let's figure out what's going on the show today. What is on tap, Pelican Brewing?
Chuck and Buck know what's brewing. This is What's on Tap.
Everybody's going to think I'm insane, but I know I'm right.
I'm kind of excited to hear it, and I'm kind of scared.
Poured by Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach.
Manny, look at it. Pelican play. Come on, Pelican.
Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
What is on tap, you ask? Well, we're going to have a lot of things coming up on the show today, including a few conversations about Saturday's basketball game between the Huskies and the Cougs. Two teams, again, short sample size. We're using Dylan math here. Huskies coming off their only loss in the conference this season. How will they react to that? I mean, even though it is a veteran team by college basketball standards, these are all still young men. Mm-hmm. These are not pro athletes, professionals of their sport. And so you'll see how they react to their first loss. The Cougs, on the other hand, they're coming off their best week that they've had in Cougar basketball in like 50 years. They won two games on the road against the Arizona schools, and the Arizona schools aren't like that. That's not what it used to be, because U of A used to be so great. Mm-hmm. But still, they won, and they won handily. And boy, we had Matt Chazanow on yesterday, the Cougs play-by-play man, and you would have thought he's the play-by-play man for the Golden State Warriors. I mean, that is one confident play-by-play voice. I mean, he thinks this team at what, 3-80?
Yeah.
Is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I don't know where that's coming from exactly.
It's coming from the play-by-play voice.
Well,
I mean, you love your own team when you're that guy, aren't you? I mean, don't you usually
kind
of Riz, do? You know, when we have Riz on, he's a little too optimistic. Yeah. I'll say that.
But
Riz
loves
every trade. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I can see where that would kind of fall in hand. I guess that makes sense. That being said, let's be realistic. They had a good week.
Yep.
And the Huskies lost, finally. We'll see. You're right, though. Being kids, they're not pro athletes. They're being kids. There's a chance they could fall into a little rut if they're not careful.
NBA All-Star Weekend is coming up. And so I like the NBA All-Star Weekend. The game itself, I'm not as interested. I mean, it's sort of athleticism on display.
Yes, okay? It is.
And it's impressive to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But there's never any like, I have to watch this game. And that's the way I am. And granted, I'm a baseball fan, but MLB All-Star Game, that's a must-watch for me. And even though it's an exhibition, to me, baseball and its All-Star Game is played, it looks like the actual game. That's not the case, certainly, in the NFL. It's not the case in the NHL. And it's not the case in the NBA. But I will at least say this for the NBA, that they really do put their athleticism on display. They all want to be there. They all want to show off, show out.
Yep.
Where the NFL, most of the guys are like, hey, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Thanks for the vacation. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm not going to go tackle that guy. I'll go run next to him, and he should fall down just because I'm being nice.
But I do like, I still am a fan of the slam dunk contest, even though you normally don't know anybody that's in the slam dunk contest. And we are actually going to talk about the slam dunk contest today with a guy who coordinates some of the dunks that you see. Chuck Milan is his name?
Yeah.
All right. Slickhawk says this guy's awesome.
He is.
On the airwaves.
Look, I mean, he helps coordinate the dunks. He works with the guys. He's an actual dunk coach is his official title. So it's really cool. Works with the dunk contest every year. He worked with, I think he worked with Zach LaVine the year he faced off against Aaron Gordon. Was involved in all that.
That was a great one, by the way.
I mean, that's one of the all-time greats.
And Gordon should have won.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But when you only go to 50... and everybody's throwing up 50s.
He jumped over a 9-foot mascot and dunked it, who was rotating on skates. How do you get more creative than that?
I mean, LaVine did go from the free throw line and went behind the back.
I get it. Difficult dunk.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get more creative than what Aaron Gordon was in that dunk contest.
No, you're right. You're right.
I mean, they need a card that says 11 because he had 11 dunks, but LaVine would have 10 dunks himself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then so you can't go any higher than 10.
Yeah.
And so Gordon can't separate himself during the contest, even though at one point he went underneath his butt and then did a kiss the rim.
Chair dunk.
I mean, remarkable.
It was...
I think it might be the best one ever.
I was going to say that. It's so...
And he didn't even win.
You talk about some of those classics and, you know, Jordan and Dominique, but... Yeah, it's the best. It's got to be the best.
Yeah, I'm with you. Anthony Davis left injured or pissed last night. Nobody really knows since he's given up on competing. The Alliance will have week number 2 this week, and so don't forget, there is football this week, and I have a feeling some of you are going to forget. Mariners spring training day number 5 today. We're going to have our spring training coverage from Arizona starting on Monday. Bucky and I will be down there. Slickhawk doesn't get to make the trip. It wasn't my decision, Slick. Sorry about that.
Maybe next year.
Also, we've got a podcast up on our website, sportsradiokjr.com, in which we've started doing this recently. One last thing, and if you want to hear some Bucky spring training stories, go to our podcast, check it out. We're just getting it started. We're just trying to fine-tune it, but it's a big deal here at iHeart to have your own podcast.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't really know what the heck it is for, but I'll just follow suit.
Thank you. I had fun making it.
If Ron Burgundy's going to have one, we need to have one.
All right.
So that's what's on tap for today. Coming up next, we throw... our new Nate into the fire as he's going to have a crack at a green jacket and could possibly match me by the end of the week.
Wow.
Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Unwarranted.
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 Unnecessary.
I killed the NFL season. I slayed it.
The Green Jacket winner song that should be played is the person with the most green jackets.
It's the person who owns the green jacket, just like a belt in any combat sport.
Okay.
Including professional wrestling, sports entertainment,
that's
whatever.
Not really a sport.
That said, sports entertainment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fun. All right.
It's for the NFL season.
I used the New England Patriots
to basically be the New England Patriots.
So, stop it.
There it is.
Stop it.
As I remember it, Bucky also won an NFL green
jacket. He got
jacket.
One. Okay. The Patriots lost last year to the Eagles. So, you know.
What do you mean?
They don't win every single Super Bowl.
Well, I know, but I'm saying like you're claiming supremacy over the NFL, and yet Bucky's won a green jacket from the NFL.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm not winning every single green jacket, but I was winning most of them. I won most of them for the NFL.
No,
really?
Pretty sure most.
I think I won the fantasy league, and I think Bucky won the quarterbacks, and I think you won the Super Bowl champion, and I think that's it.
Yep.
And then there was another one I won.
Pretty
so
sure.
I won more than anybody.
What's the other one?
I just won two green jackets.
And Niner Nate won the
I won
NFL
the Patriots
draft.
And I won the prop bets.
Oh, the prop bets.
Oh, that's
okay.
Right.
So you got the lucky one.
The black shoes.
So
you got Adam Levine or Adam Levine's shoes.
The roof that was open but then closed at the right time.
It ran closed before kickoff.
Genius.
Hey, winning's winning. Winning is winning.
You're right. You sure got us. You sure got us over a barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good argument.
Well, Bucky, not so much because he's done a lot of winning too. But you,
I'm suffering.
Snapdragon.
As a matter of fact, as we introduce our new member of the show today, he can pretty much track me down in no time flat. With my stupid two green jackets that I've won to this point. So we welcome to the show. Please don't take this the wrong way. I'm just going to say it for our listeners, for their approval. The new Niner Nate, if you will. It's Chris Kidd is the new member of our show. What's up, man?
What is up? Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, welcome.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
We like you infinitely better. I mean,
it didn't take much, did it?
Is not set very high.
I'm an hour in, hour and 30 minutes. I love it.
I mean, you could go out right now and take like a shovel to my car.
Ooh.
I just batter it, and I'd still like you more than Nate.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm a coug, does that count too?
Oh.
I'm fine with it.
It's better than a Stanford Cardinal.
Yeah, that's very true.
We'll take it.
Silly ass tree.
Well, I don't know. You hear this. You probably don't even want to be a part of it, but grown men arguing over fictitious jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. We're going to put you right into the heat here.
Let's do it.
And so what we do is we do a green jacket draft, and this is where we put our prognostication skills on the line periodically, and we're going to have a four-round draft of a particular topic, and then we will let the sports world unfold, and whenever it's decided, that person wins the green jacket.
You got a small?
Nope. Well, no. You will be swimming in it. It's a Bucky's jacket that he donated from his own closet.
Yep. It's going to be a tarp on you.
Yeah. So the answer to that is no.
No.
Also, I would just like to say before we start with our draft that, Chris, we won't ever ask you to go get us coffee or wash our cars or anything demeaning like that. But you are going to be made responsible for cleaning up Dick Fane's mess.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Somebody has to.
You worked with him for a long time. You have to explain this to me, Slick. I mean, we've had a lot of, like, equipment problems.
Yeah.
That we arrive to about 60% of mornings. He purposely took the working headsets, put them off to the side, and plugged in the broken headsets.
Did he really?
Who does that? Does he use those?
I don't know what he does. He uses whatever's there. It's not like he uses his own.
Does his brain or his hearing somehow take in audio differently than the rest of us? Or is he really that big of a D.I. asterisk K that
Fame?
He gets done with that he gets done with his shift and decides, huh, this will be fun?
By the way, he's the one person you can actually say the word. I don't know. You shared a desk with him for 4 years. You tell me.
He turns off his computer, our computer, for whatever reason. Like 40% of the time. There's no reason to do that.
No.
And he turns it off, and so I'll come in and have to warm it back up again. But does he do this?
Here's what I think may have happened, because he had somebody in yesterday with him. I forget who.
But, Softly.
Yeah, Tony Softly. So he may have given Tony the working headset in the co-host chair.
Well, then I'll feel bad.
To be kind and taken himself the broken headset.
I think that's what happened.
Are yours working?
Yes, mine are working.
But he brings his own.
Those are your own, though?
Yeah.
Well, Bucky's ahead of us on that.
Right.
I'm going to eventually get there. But as Slick pointed out, it wasn't a real convenient week.
No. But I did take Chris in there, and I showed him what he's going to have to kind of do, make sure the headsets are working. I said, make sure there's at least one here.
Okay.
Because there's no guarantee that there's going to be two.
I may have just ripped on Fane, and he actually did a kindness. So now I feel bad.
Well, we can still rip on him, because somehow this keyboard was literally over by that bell. I don't know why it needs to be over there.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it was he, like, logged in,
mm-hmm.
and then just like, oh, I'll just leave it here. Whatever. It is what it is.
Welcome to KJR, Chris.
Thank you, man. I'm excited.
A lot of backbiting, a lot of infighting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A lot of smack talk.
Yeah. A lot of kangaroo court and softy. all right. Well, here we go. We're going to throw him right into the fire. Baptism by fire for Chris Kidd, our new, again, sorry, Niner Nate. Just to paint the picture.
Way better.
Just to be clear, way better.
And we like to do this. I mean, we don't wait to the end of the regular season to put stuff like this on the line. We're getting ready for the NBA All-Star Weekend, and that's sort of the unofficial halfway point of the NBA season, even though it's not anywhere close to just halfway. And so what we're going to do is we're going to predict NBA playoff wins today. Yeah, we don't know who's going to get hurt. We don't know what the seedings are going to end up being. But the foursome that we draft today at the end of the NBA season will count up all of their playoff wins.
Yep.
And whoever ends up with the most playoff victories will win the green jacket. So it's NBA playoff win green jacket.
And it's always interesting when we do it this far out because there are four of us. So there are going to be 16 teams taken. There are 16 playoff teams. But like in the East, the Pistons and the Heat are tied right now, and the Magic are a half game behind them. There's a very good chance somebody could take a team that doesn't even make the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think, based on what I've seen, I might take three.
I wouldn't be surprised if I do the same thing. Because I pretty much have no idea.
Are you an NBA guy?
Yes.
I love the NBA. All right, look at that. His first green jacket, we're playing right to his strength.
Oh, look at that. I mean, we could change it. It's not too late.
I think I'm already going to make the number one seed. I'm going to put you right to the top just with the confidence that you answered that question.
We should, you know what? We should give him the number one pick because it's his first draft.
No, no, we shouldn't. Definitely shouldn't.
What is the order?
I'm number one.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah. When you really want the number one, when there's an obvious number one, Chris Slick always ends up with it. Even though we never get to see the randomizer.
I don't want the first of all, Bucky watched me. Second of all, I don't want the number one. Bucky's second.
Did you watch him? Did you see it? All right.
Bucky's second. Okay. Chris is third, and Chuck, you're fourth.
Oh, great. Thanks.
I'm in trouble.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you mean you're in trouble?
Yeah, okay.
There's a clear number one.
You don't
one.
Want the number one? I will trade you. You can have number two, and I'll take your number one.
Okay.
Straight across.
All right. Wow. Let's do it. Is that allowed?
Wow, straight across.
I mean, we go random.
He accepted.
So is that allowed?
Never allowed, but why not?
Okay.
Why not? I mean,
I think it's wonderful.
So you're just going to trade one for two?
Yeah. Straight across.
The whole draft?
I would then pick second and seventh. And
I don't like the precedence it sets, but it benefits me here. So
you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll allow it.
All right.
Awesome. All right.
I kind of liked what you were talking about in the break, where Bucky was going to trade you a future first round. But all right, Slick really didn't want the number one pick.
That's wonderful.
I don't know if that's guilt because he really did cheat.
No, I just really don't want it.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Bucky, will you trade the number one pick for mine?
I will not. I will not. I do want the number one pick, and we might as well get this thing going.
Let's go.
I'm going to take the New York Knicks. Wait, no.
Great.
No, it was wrong one. I'm going to take the Golden State Warriors, of course.
Damn it.
Wow. Well, that was easy.
Sorry, Chris. They're already gone. We're not that stupid. If you thought we were going to be that easy pickings.
Well, we're a little bit stupid. Somebody just gave up the number one pick.
I don't understand it, but he's got a reason behind it.
I do. Right.
Slick, you are up now. Where do you
want
to go?
I want the Greek Freak. Give me the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, going with Milwaukee.
You can't shoot, though.
That's fine. He's got teammates.
That's the thing about I would love to see it. I would love Milwaukee to get to the NBA Finals. I would love to watch that guy play for 25 playoff games. He's one of those on the edge of your seat, I can't believe what I'm watching kind of athletes. That being said, I don't know if he has the supporting cast to get them there, even with the number one overall seed. Chris seemed to like that pick, though. So, Chris, here we go. It's your first green jacket draft pick. Where are you going to go?
Wow. So, Bucky already took the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, but the Knicks are still on the board. That was a joke.
Still on the board.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to go with OKC, Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, man, you already have pissed off the listening audience. Ah, boy.
You mean with their new number one scorer in Sonics history?
Let's not discuss
Russell Westbrook?
No, let's not do that. No.
All right, I'm up, huh? Oh, jeez.
You get two picks. Lucky
I get
you.
Two picks, but I'm trying to figure out, do I want to balance it out with East and West, or do I just want to go heavy East here? I think I'm going to go heavy East here. I think I'm going to take... Oh, man, but there's three teams to choose from.
Star power matters.
Yeah, I have. Well, I'm with
Don't
you.
Don't help
that.
Him out.
I'm not helping him.
You know, I'm going to take Philadelphia.
Ooh. Oh, dang. I maybe did give him a hint.
And I'm going to take, oh, man, who do I want out of those two? Toronto never gets it done, but they've got Kawhi now.
Mm. And Marc Gasol.
Are you trying to talk me into Boston? Is that what you're trying to do? I will take Toronto. I'm going to take Philly and Toronto back to back. And I don't really like it, but that's what I'm going to do. All right, Chris, you are up. You've got OKC. Who are you going to take with your second round selection?
Second round selection, I am going with the Houston Rockets.
Houston. Wow, going with the Houston
Rockets. I wanted the Rockets. That's how this works.
What's the deal with Chris Paul?
Can he stay healthy?
Well, is he even back?
He's back.
Oh, he is back? It just seems like every time that I see the highlights, only show Harden.
Because he's the only one doing everything. The postseason, it'll change. Teams are going to definitely try to stop him or let him get his... It's going to be interesting because you saw what he did last season. He did the same thing pretty much, and they got bounced.
Yeah. The only time I see Chris Paul is when he's trying to sell auto insurance. That's the only time. All right, Slickhawk, you are up. You've got Milwaukee after the first ever Green Jacket trade, and certainly the most controversial Green Jacket trade of all time.
Just the not smartest.
Yeah. Where are you going to go to add to your Milwaukee Bucks?
Oh, man. How do I take Denver, but how do I not take Denver at this point?
Kind of
because they're going to lose in the first round.
That's a very Shakespearean kind of dilemma you've got there.
That's rough.
Yeah.
They're going to lose to the Spurs?
And I knew exactly what you meant by that.
If the Lakers make it, they're going to lose to the Lakers.
Yeah.
God. That's not a bad point. I got to take them, though. I got to go with the Nuggets. They're a 2-seed in the West. There's a lot of basketball left to be played, but at this point, if I don't take them, if they do pull something off and make it to, like, at least the Western Conference Finals, I'm going to kick myself.
So you really traded the Warriors for Milwaukee and Denver.
Yeah.
Man, that's some interesting
It's more strategy. About the third and fourth rounds.
Well, I mean, here's the thing with the Warriors. If they sweep everybody, which I don't know if they're playing that well this year to sweep everybody along the way, then they only get 16 wins, Bucky.
Right. Yeah, that's it. I'm fine with that, though. Just chalk me up to 16.
All right, where do you want to go with your... you got back-to-back picks to add to the Warriors.
Well, I want to go with the Trailblazers, just being an Oregonian. I want to go with them, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to, because I think I already have the team that's going to get the most wins out of that conference. So I'm going to go up and hedge my bets. I'm going to take Pacers, and on the backside, I'm going to take the Celtics.
I don't like the Pacers pick, even though they won 6 out of 7 without Oladipo. I don't see them winning a playoff series, but you have a very good chance of having the NBA Finals, and that does not sit well with me.
I
don't know how you ended up with Boston and with Golden State out of this, but I blame Slickhawk and Chris.
Well, it's wonderful. Yeah.
What did I do? Well, you didn't take Boston.
I guess I could have taken Boston.
He didn't want to take Denver. He was going to take Portland and Indiana. And now he's got maybe the NBA Finals.
Might bounce into the first round. He's throwing it out there.
Bucky, who will raise his hand and say, I'm the 4 seed in the NBA playoff 100, draft.
I am the 6 seed out of 4 people in the NBA
right
playoff
now,
draft.
Right now, Vegas has made him like a...
1,000 to 1.
Even money favorite
to
win this Green Jacket draft. All right, Slickhawk, you've got Milwaukee and Denver. Where are you going to go?
I am going to call Enes Kanter the missing link. I'm going with the Portland Trailblazers.
Oh.
Wow.
Come on, Dame, bring it home.
Oh, that is a reach. Enes Kanter the missing link. Well, the good news about having him is that he's going to be great on Twitter for you.
Absolutely. He took a picture yesterday with the ref that threw out Steve Kerr the other night. Like in PDX, he found him, took a picture with him. Already endearing himself to Rip City.
All right, Chris, don't take my pick. otherwise, you're going to be the shortest KJR employee of all time. because I'm salivating right now over what I want to take next. So where are you going to go, Chris Kidd, with your third ever Green Jacket draft pick?
You know, he's a legendary coach. His team is sitting right now at the 7th seed.
You got jacked.
San Antonio Spurs.
Okay, going with San Antonio. I did not get Jack. That's not who I wanted. I think that, man, he is so amazing. My God.
Thank you.
You know, Bill Belichick, I get it.
Oh.
All right, we're going to call.
I thought you were talking about me.
We'll call Bill Belichick go ahead. If you want to crown his ass, crown his ass, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could make a really good argument in a court of law that Greg Popovich is the best coach in sports today.
Could be.
And the fact that this Spurs team is 7 games over 500, it's incredible. He's just incredible. It's a good pick, but I'm really relieved because I don't think it's a great pick. No offense, rookie.
Well, who'd you want?
I'm going to go. I love the Utah Jazz. Wow. I love the Utah Jazz. As a matter of fact, I think it will be Utah and Golden State in the Western Conference Finals.
You want to put dinner on that?
well, I mean,
wow.
If we coming can kind of figure out odds.
Coming out of the gate, swinging.
Like if it's taco time versus El Gaucho, yeah.
Let's do El Gauchos, man. What's up? I'm down.
No. I buy you taco time.
Oh.
You buy me El Gaucho.
Yeah. Come on, kid.
They're both delicious in their own right. And then with my next pick, they're not even right now in playoff contention. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. If they do make the playoffs, it might be an 8 seed, and they could be bounced by the Golden State Warriors in no time flat. However, if you're going to give me LeBron James in the 4th round of our playoff win draft, I'm going to take LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
All right. You are up, Chris. You've got OKC, you've got Houston, and you've got San Antonio.
Last pick, I'm going with the underdog here. I don't think you guys have even paid attention to this team, but the Brooklyn Nets, I think.
I'm not. You're right.
This team right here, man, these guys are all young. Spencer Dinwiddie, man, I'm impressed.
Russell.
I don't even want. He's been doing it. He got ice in his veins.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I think.
By the way, that's a really good thing, though, that he got knocked down a peg, and then he got to Brooklyn and it was just like, man, I learned a lesson.
Yeah.
And I got to focus on basketball.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, you ought to think about the D'Angelo Russell story and go back and listen to our podcast, Slick Hawk.
Yes.
Check yourself.
Yeah, because those young, reckless kids with too big of an ego need to get knocked down a peg or two.
Right. Fine, sure. Yeah. When they become adults and get on a real team. Maybe not
D'Angelo
when they're juniors
Russell
in high school.
Russell was not an adult when he was with the Lakers. He was an 18-year-old kid who clearly had not grown up whatsoever. Yes. All right, Slick Hawk, you are up. You got Milwaukee, Denver, and Portland.
This hasn't gone the way I thought it would.
You wanted LeBron. You thought you could get him in the 4th.
I guess I'm... That's so gross. I'm going to take the Detroit Pistons.
Whoa. They could win one. They could win a game.
I mean...
Wow.
It's not because I want to.
I could win a game.
It's because I have to.
Wow.
There's a chance.
It's because I want to.
They could get in. They could get into the playoffs. There's a chance.
They could get in.
Yeah.
I put my life savings says they don't make it.
They don't even make it?
No.
Wow.
I think they'll make it. I think they're going to make it. I think they'll win a game. I think Blake Griffin will have a big game for
them. Kid is coming out with betting his life savings.
What? He's no hot take Nate.
Can I take my pit back? You know, I want my pick back.
Matter of fact, I'll even shave my head bald if that's the case. I'll cut the waves.
All right, Bucky, finish it out.
All right, well, I am not a giant fan of any of the teams that I have left to pick from.
You shouldn't be a fan.
I don't care because I got the number one
pick.
Yes,
you have the
overall.
NBA Finals.
Yes, so I'm going to just go ahead and say I'm going to take 0 playoff wins with a team that maybe gets bounced in the 1st round and swept with the L.A. Clippers.
L.A. Clippers. All right. I'm hoping they don't make the playoffs because I need to get LeBron in there.
Mm.
All right, there you go. There's the draft. You should have been cocky at that point and taken the Knicks.
Taking the Knicks?
Like you joked to the first.
Well, I think the Clippers might get the same amount of playoff wins as the Knicks.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
So go ahead and take the Knicks and be cocky about it.
I'm not going to do that.
Like, I'm just going to punt this pick
because
I think I've already got the team.
Because you know what? Cocky, we talked about their podcast. I can't do cocky. It's not my thing.
I should have taken the Magic.
All right, here we go. Here are the teams. Bucky's got the Warriors, the Celtics, the Pacers, and the Clippers. Slick has the Bucks, the Nuggets, the Trailblazers, and the Pistons. New kid, Chris, has OKC, Houston, San Antonio, and Brooklyn. And I have Philadelphia, Toronto, Utah, and the Los Angeles Lakers. We won't be able to crown this champion for quite some time.
June.
Consider it in the books. The Green Jacket Draft for NBA playoff wins right here on Sports Radio 950 KJR. Coming up next, the Alliance is getting ready for week number two. Have you already forgotten? We'll talk about it next. Hey, it's Chuck from Chuck and Buck here, and all week long I've been telling you about the Bellevue Collection for Valentine's Day. Well, Valentine's Day passed, but I'm going to tell you something. This is also a good thing to tell you in case that you screwed the pooch and you didn't get out for Valentine's Day. For some reason, I got the world's worst and fastest cold yesterday, so Unicorn and I ended up not taking advantage of my advice, but we're planning on doing that today. You still have that opportunity yourself for that ideal outing for you and your loved one, the Bellevue Collection, where you can go. There's plenty of parking there. You know how parking, that can be such a pain in the butt here in Seattle? Well, in Bellevue, you just park. You got ample parking space. It's free. And then you have walking distance to 200 different shops where you can buy each other gifts right there on the spot. You can go to 50 different restaurants. Whatever your flavor of the moment is, you can find a restaurant that's going to satisfy it. There are events around like bowling or the movies, and you can also find a number of watering holes to have yourself a little adult beverage as you have a little adult outing thanks to the Bellevue Collection. Don't forget, the Wheel of Romance will be spun for the last time on our show coming up today at 8 o'clock. In the meantime, just enjoy the Bellevue Collection, even if it is a day after Valentine's Day.
Quest only.
Ladies and gentlemen,
coming to you live on Seattle's original diehard sports station, Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR. Now back to Chuck and Buck in the morning.
It's a free movie Friday, and Adam Tickets, our friend Adam Tickets, they have the best app to book your movie tickets. They want to hook you up with tickets to see Isn't It Romantic? Now in theaters. I guess they're playing off this Valentine's Day theme themselves. It's a hilarious new comedy. So they
what I hear.
Starring Rebel Wilson and Liam Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm. What a hunk.
That's not Thor, though. That's the brother to Thor,
yeah.
Right?
Chris
Hemsworth is
yes.
Thor, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Yep. Text lateral? Man, they come up with weird words at Adam. Lateral.
Well, you can't confuse it with something else you would use in your normal texting world, I guess.
L-A-T-E-R-A-L. Lateral. To Adam 1, A-T-O-M 1, that's 28661 for your chance to win. Standard data and text message rates may apply. Chuck and Buck in the morning, Sports Radio 950 KJR coming up at 7 o'clock. We're going to preview that Huskies-Cougs game Saturday. What is going to be on the line? That's coming your way at 7. Also in the 7 o'clock hour, I want to dive deep into a brand new spring training topic, Mitch Haniger being the headline there. But I wanted to find some time in the show to talk about week number two of the Alliance. It's second week, and I think it's been pretty obvious that there hasn't been nearly as much discussion about it in leading up to week number two as there was in week number one. But I think it might be, I'm not going to call it crucial, but I think that we'll learn a lot about the interest in the Alliance based on who watched last week and said, I can't wait till next week. I think there's this feeling, maybe I'm wrong about this, that even though they have pretty good ratings to get things started, that it's going to bottom out in week number two.
Well, I would have to think that it's going to drop to some extent. Just there's a lot of people that just, you're a football fan, you're like, well, I'm going to check it out. And then maybe you liked it or didn't like it, or it's like me. I didn't carve out a time where I have to watch it. And if something runs into the time when the games are showing this weekend, then there's a chance that I don't get to see every bit of it as well. I'm going to try to obviously watch some of it.
I think I'm going to disagree with you. I think that you did try and carve out time.
I did last week.
That's what
I tried.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm saying this week, it's kind of one of those, okay, I saw, and it's
it makes my point.
Yes.
You're already, like, you're one of the guys that was most excited about checking it out, and you're already in week number two. I'm not going to carve any time out for it. Now, you also have, they're going against NBA All-Star Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, they're going against the full college basketball slate. Most of the country's not under a snow avalanche.
Right.
Look, it's not going to determine the fate week number two's ratings, but I think that the Alliance needs to be prepared for. Ugh.
Well, yeah, I don't know for sure if it's going to be, but I think it's definitely going to fall off. And that being said, I mean, it's going to fall off. It's going to be a grind. I think that I was listening to Tony Softly yesterday on with Dick, and he knows it's going to be a grind. There's going to be definitely some ebb and flow, and I think that's fine. If they go out and keep playing, you know, adequate football, decent football to where it's fun to watch, I will, if I'm in front of a TV, I will definitely try to watch it. It's just not going to be something that I'm going to carve out time for.
Well, this is a big, big Sunday night for my fleet. I mean, they're taking on the 0-1 Legends, okay? You don't want to drop to 0-2 in a 10-week season, first of all.
Don't hold it against the Legends. They had to face the best team in the league.
Well, it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, come on, the Iron are not the best team in the league.
Well, they haven't given up a point in their history.
Hotshots looked pretty good. That said, for the league, with most businesses, they say you're going to lose money the first year, right? And so with the AAF, I think as long as they show that they can at least put together a league that is formidable, it sticks around and can make it to year two, and then can do what we've talked about, get some NFL partnership, and then that's what their goal, I think, should be for this year. So,
Certainly. So
as long as it's not a 100% complete flop and everybody loses interest, and I don't think that's going to happen, not with the gambling and everything. And so I think they'll be around.
Let's just put it this way. I don't think it's a coincidence that they had the story about Colin Kaepernick turning them down yesterday. They needed, like, we need to get back into the headlines going into week number two. We need to remind people that we're here because we don't have the brand new football league starting kind of coverage
right
now. So I think they're braced for it. Like I said, it's not do or die, but I do expect the ratings to plummet quite severely in week number two for the new league. Coming up next, we will preview Huskies Cougs Saturday. How important is this game? We'll ask Jerry Palm as well, Sports Radio 950 KJR.